What I'd like to do this evening is to take you on a little journey, a mindfulness journey. Can you hear okay? No? It needs to go louder. So can you hear it better now? Is it okay now? Everybody can hear? How's it going? So how's it going now? Does that mean good or a little bit higher still? Or higher still? Maybe. So if it goes too high, then how's that now? Everybody happy? People up here in the front are not happy? Sorry? It echoes. Who's having an echo? Raise your hands. And so I think maybe it might be location in the room, you think? Or you might be that. If we lower this little bit and I speak louder. In the old days, the Buddha spoke to, 2,500 people, They didn't have speaker systems. So, he has speech training? Stage training. So how's it going now?
It's off.
It's off. What? Nothing now? I'm still here. So how's it going now? The reason I'm particularly concerned is because you wouldn't need to hear me for this journey. If I was just giving a talk, you wouldn't have to understand. So how's it going now? Higher? It's off still? Sounds like it's off? It's on or off? What does that mean back there in the outer room? It means perfect. Oh, it's great. And what about in here? Everybody's happy? Most people are happy? Who's not happy? Back to the echo chain. Who has an echo now? Same people? Everybody has an echo now? Everybody has an echo now. You can learn something. Okay. Well, if what I have to say is very profound, then you get it twice. So, as a kind of introduction to what I would like to do with you this evening, is I want to say that there are, I don't know, maybe 80 people here in the room. Let's say there's 80 of us here today. So there's 80, but there's really 81. And the person that's here you can't see is we could call immediacy, our immediate experience, that which is the immediate direct experience that we each can have. That's almost like another person is here. Each of us has our own. We brought our own friend, our sense of immediacy. Because our experience of immediacy, our experience of immediate presence or immediate contact with life, with reality, is not something of the ego or of the self or that place, sense of self, the idea of who we are that we often carry with us, concept of self that we have. It's other than our usual concept of self. Here I am. It's something that's just bigger, more immediate, more primal. So our sense of immediacy is the door for Dharma practice to unfold. The practice of Dharma unfolds as we experience things in their immediacy. So if we're thinking about something that just happened, we're no longer in the flow of the immediacy of this what's happening right now. And the immediacy has a lot to do with our sensual world, our sensory world, the world of our senses, how we see and smell and taste and touch, and and aware of thinking, the inner mind. The immediacy of how the senses perceive and experience what's going on now. And as we open to that world and experience it in and of itself, we open to much greater dimensions of our being than we could ever conceive of, we could ever think of. And we open up to the possibility of something really profound moving through us. And it can, you know, just because the Dharma, in a sense, or liberation, or freedom, or the very profound qualities of our being, they would like to just kind of flow, but they can't flow when the door is not open. And the open door is the immediacy of our experience here and now as it's happening. So it's, you're not going to find the Dharma in my talk, in the words of my talk. Those words maybe point to the immediacy of your experience as you're having it. So listening to my voice, the echo. Listening, you know, this, the feeling of the room here. The light, how the light comes in and how you experience it. The shapes and the forms of the room. The stillness of the room, the sensations of your body that you have right now. The thoughts you're having right now, whatever they are. What's he saying? You know, the thoughts you're having, the immediacy of those, if you can really be there and feel the immediacy, feel the directness, feel the, as it's happening, the liveness, the living happening right now, that's the door for the Dharma, for liberation. So what I'd like to do this evening is to offer you an experience, a little bit, of that world by doing a guided meditation. And since we're going to continue with the sitting in silence in a while, and you've been sitting for a while, it might be nice if you all stand up and stretch a little bit. Or run out the door. So taking a comfortable, alert sitting posture. And gently closing your eyes. Taking a few moments to set yourself at ease. Let your body be at ease with how things are. If you're not feeling at ease, then be at ease with not feeling at ease. Offer yourself some ease of mind, ease of heart. Let yourself be at ease with how things are right now. As you feel your breathing, if you can let your body be a little bit softer, it might be helpful. And the journey that I'm going to offer you this evening begins with a visualization. And if you can visualize this, then great. If you can't visualize it, then whatever capacity you have of kind of imagining this, whether it's thinking about it or feeling it or intuiting it or whatever it might be, your way, that's fine. So it begins by seeing if you can visualize in the mind's eye the picture, the view of the earth from the moon. It's a famous picture that people have on flags and things. This earth that we live on, floating in this vast intergalactic darkness. This globe that's shining blue and green and white. This wonderful globe that we live on that supports our life. With, in a sense, no above and below, or just infinite space above and below. And then moving outwards, perhaps to the edges of our solar system, and imagining what it might look like to look back at our solar system, and perhaps the little dot. I don't know how if you can see it from that distance, but perhaps the little dot of our planet in this greater sense of space. Great intergalactic space, darkness. And further back, kind of a view of the Milky Way, our solar system, just one little dot in this huge Milky Way. Vast, vast, vast distances, vast space, uncountable numbers of stars and solar systems, billions of years of formations. And invisible to our eye, somewhere in that great big cluster of Milky Way stars is a little planet we call Earth. And perhaps even stepping back further and seeing even deeper into space, and tremendous, tremendous intergalactic spaciousness and darkness with clusters and clouds of light and stars, and an amazing array view of the universe that sometimes we have photographs of now. And it's really, you know, a marvelous thing that anything appears at all. These stars, these great clouds of gas and stars and supernovas. It's just an awesome sight. And in this great big three ocean of space, of intergalactic darkness, for you sitting here, there is now the sensations of your body. In this moment, an expression, a manifestation of this huge play of stardust and stars. In your lived experience, not in your imagination, there's a manifestation, the appearance of your body, sensations of your body. It's a miracle, just a marvelous, phenomenal thing that in this universe there arises physical form which can be aware of itself, physical form which can sense itself, feel itself. How is it that your body experiences itself right now? How is it that the body reveals itself to itself as you sit here. Not thinking about your bodily experience, but being it, sensing it, letting the awareness arise in the place where the sensations are happening. It's a phenomenal thing that there should be awareness, presence, in this body, in this form. And it arises moment by moment in this present moment and nowhere else. The immediacy of your lived experience now. In the immediacy of that lived experience, there's no, in and of itself, there's no judging of the experience. There's no comparing it. Hopefully no need for it to be any different than it is. In the experience itself, being aware of the body and the body, there is just the body sensations. If your body feels uncomfortable in some way, and those are the sensations that reveal themselves, it's possible to look at that as incredible beauty. The manifestation, the appearance of nature, of the universe, this awareness arising miraculously. In the midst of this amazing universe. And then within this body, as part of this body, there also manifests, appears, feelings, emotions. And it's as if the emotions know themselves. If we feel and sense our way into what we're feeling right now, our emotions, the locations of where we feel, whatever feeling, the mood we have, not the thoughts or the labels or ideas we have of it, but the feeling of it, the sensations of it, the felt sense of it, to experience the feelings and the feelings, the emotions and the emotions. An amazing appearance of direct reality right now. Thoughts that arise, And in some odd way, the thoughts know themselves. You don't need to think about the fact of your thinking. In the immediacy of this present moment, thoughts manifest into this great big universe of ours. It's a phenomenal thing. Awareness arises. There is a knowingness, a sense of presence in this moment that arises, that it manifests, that appears, that is. And in that knowing, in that awareness, there is the manifestation of all kinds of things, myriad reactions and thoughts and feelings and sensations. Each thing that arises and appears in a kind of way knows itself, senses itself, feels itself, is itself with awareness, whatever appears in awareness. And there does not need to be any before or after, just this. You can never be sure what's going to appear next into this universe. The awareness that perhaps knows itself, maybe a felt sense or a way in which being aware, the awareness knows itself to be aware. The manifestation of awareness, of presence. All kinds of things arise. Each thing in its immediacy experienced as if, almost as if knowing itself, almost as if it's self-aware, passing through. In the immediacy of your experience, immediacy of awareness, so much of how we think of ourselves is not there. Our identity as a profession, or as a person, or as a gender, or as ethnicity, or who we are in relationship to other people, is in a way absent. And just the moment of awareness arising in itself, manifesting and appearing in this great universe, the immediacy. Aware of awareness, immediacy of your experience. Perhaps there's some ways in which you experience awareness, or some qualities of it that come through it. Perhaps there's lightness, softness, light, luminosity. Perhaps a sense of clarity, or a little bit of joy or delight. Maybe a little hints of peace or equanimity. Calm. Perhaps some, in that awareness, there's some hints of love or compassion. In the immediacy, not for anything, just now, in it, as it is. Arising in this moment might also be some clinging or holding or judgment or maybe some aversion, impatience. These things are also known in their immediacy, directness. Just this is happening in its suchness. In order to know anything at all, anything in our direct experience, there's an immediacy to that experiencing. For there to be awareness of anything at all that arises in the immediacy of knowing that, there's no one that knows. In every moment, there is the miraculous manifestation of this universe in the form of your own direct experience. It's an amazing thing that anything exists at all, let alone the existence of your immediate experience, what arises in it. Feelings, sensations of the body, emotions, thoughts, sounds. In their immediacy, there's no before, no after. Just this. There is a tremendous simplicity in allowing ourselves to be aware of what reveals itself to us. Every moment something is being revealed. We don't have to control it or select it, make it happen. We don't have to look for something better. The particular experience I'm having right now is not a very good manifestation of the universe. There must be a better one to have. Each manifestation is complete and perfect in itself. But the manifestation of awareness is not a simple phenomena. It has our whole psyche, our whole mind, in a sense, behind it, supporting it. There is a tremendous intelligence in awareness, behind it, infusing it. There is a kind of an intelligence to what arises in awareness. One of the most challenging aspects of spiritual life, of a liberated life, is to rest in awareness, in the immediacy of our experience, and then trust the natural intelligence that is operating through that awareness. And it can be quite a challenge to trust that innate intelligence. Because in order for it to operate, you can't know what's coming next. You can't know what could appear in that simple awareness as a response or as a thought. You can't know. You can't be manufacturing, making something, figuring it out. That natural intelligence that arises through the simplicity of awareness is not at all interested in supporting your sense of self. Your idea of self, your clingings to self, self-image. It's simply the arising of this vast, vast universe in a particular time and place here in your body and mind and heart. And there's intelligence to that. that you can trust, let go, relax. So I have no idea what your innate intelligence wants you to do next, but or how this was for you, or if you have a lot of questions based on this, or what. But I'll stay here for a little while if you want to come up here and have some questions or discussion if you need that or would like that. But what I'd like to recommend is that seems appropriate to you. If it's not, then don't listen to what I have to say. But if it seems appropriate, as you get up and leave quietly, and stay with whatever happens, stay with yourself, stay with your earlier meditation, and continue in some way letting the amazing manifestation of awareness be vivid and alive and present as you go home now and get home and stay home and go to bed and go to sleep. It's a very wonderful thing. Stay, keep it close at hand and appreciate the texture and the feeling and the activity and the intelligence of the universe manifesting awareness in you. So it's over. So now we'll see what you do with that.